Mother Mangal saw that.
It is somewhat Srimati Radhika is perplexing. So he took a stick and he took that tree very far away. And he returned and told that
Madhusudan,
he cannot come ever, any time he will not return. And hearing this, she was in the lap of Krishna and she became faint. Oh Krishna, where you are? She was in the lap of Krishna. But feeling so separation that he was fainted. Once Krishna was anywhere else and Srimati Radhika was feeling separation. Krishna saw that in separation she became so absorbed that he saw a tamal tree and he embraced that tamal tree. Oh, you have returned. And she was laughing, joking to Krishna. Unko thana mar rahi.
Taunting
that tree, that as if Krishna was. Sometimes he saw in separation Srimati Radhika was kissing darkness. Oh, this darkness is Krishna. And they wanted to embrace that darkness, that thinking that is Krishna. Krishna become wonderful. What high class of prem is in Radha Kundi in Srimati Radhika. He cannot satisfy them. Because when he will come to satisfy them, playing with them, but they will think of future separation and they will be always painful. I cannot see all these things. If they will see, they are even more absorbed in separation. So I should not be here. I cannot satisfy them. There, this mood will increase. And they will weep bitterly and they will be fainted. Srimati Radhika is telling to her Sakhi, I feel better when I become senseless. And at that time when I am senseless, forgetting all these things. But why you try to make me incense? At that time I okay, but when I will return my senses, then again, why you do so? You are like my enemy. Anyone can imagine these things? So this is the glory of a special of Radha Kunda, where all these modes are there, and prem is like a overflooded banya. By prem, by chitta is there. There is Brahmargit like. What? Brahmargit in 10 parts. What, Kiki? Chitra jalpa, prajalpa, sujalpa, dhijalpa, anujalpa. And there are so many things. You cannot imagine. So I think that Kumali Vaidhi Bhakti and amalgamated with karma and jnana. Oh, it will not be sufficient to come in the family of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his sampradaya. If you are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sampradaya, you will have to be Rupanuga. What is Rupanuga? Or don't take the name of Rupanuga, otherwise you will be Sahajiya. Now, what is the significance of Rupanuga? We'll have to know. Who was Rupa Goswami? What he did? What is his special service? What was his mode? And then anyone can be Rupanuga. Rupa means to serve Srimati Radhika is Rupanuga. Nothing else. So, this book has given some light
outline, some outline. But any realized soul can explain all these things and he can give impression by this book. Srila Rupa Goswami has made it this, formally this purpose. And that is why Swamiji, he could not write explanation of Shikshastak, Manashiksha, and all other, but he saw that this book is so important. So I should write some explanation. So he wrote explanation of this. But those who will go only, first is look, Bako Begah Manasa, Bako Begah Manasa, Bako Begah Manasa, Bako Begah. And it is all right, and keep it. It is sufficient for us. We are not qualified to Bako Begah Manasa. We cannot do. Then how? We have to all things. Swami has given. Come to give all these Rupanuk thoughts and lines to us. So we should not be hopeless, we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness in this line. Gaur Prema.
Come on, yeah.